This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump is expected in California this week, an itinerary that includes a stop in San Diego to see prototypes for the wall. Design is one thing, but funding is another, Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
It takes a lot of moving parts to build a border wall. There are the materials, the technology for the structure, and then the people to monitor it. Christopher Sands teaches at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
That, along with the variety of different terrains and the number of contractors you have to bring in, is going to make this an incredibly complex project.
It's hard to say how much the wall would cost. Democrats on the Senate Committee of Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs estimate about $70 billion. That doesn't count the cost of land. The White House has asked Congress for $25 billion this year to pay for border security. It's unclear how much of that would go toward the wall. And there's resistance by Democrats and some Republicans in Congress, says Joshua Huter with Georgetown University's Government Affairs Institute.
They do not want to fund the wall, certainly not to the degree and manner in which the White House is pushing.
He says Democrats want concessions on immigration policy, especially around deferred action for childhood arrivals, known as DACA. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.